This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP hanging out. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Peter Jacobson, Golf Channel analyst, senior PGA Championship color commentator. Good morning, Peter.
Peter, hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Good morning to you all.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. Excited to talk about the senior PGA Championship there at Congressional. But first, we got to get your thoughts on what happened yesterday and over the weekend. One of the guys here, actually, possibly, he's not a huge golf guy, but he's just throwing it out there, Peter. He wonders, is Scotty kind of bad for golf because he's so sort of just, he's like a machine out there, not a lot of emotion? I argue, no, people just love to see dominance, and you're seeing a dominant player right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nobody got upset when Jack Nicklaus dominated. Nobody got upset when Faldo or Tiger Woods or now Scottie Scheffler dominates. No, I think it's good for the game. I think it shows Scottie Scheffler, very much like Tiger, a disposition of calm, cool, and collected under pressure. You saw yesterday when Jon Rahm tied Scheffler. Scheffler was a little loose on the front nine, made a couple of bogeys, and then he just gathered it together. He found his swing, pounded a tee shot off of number 10, and the rest, and it was over.
Right.
I'm so impressed with Scottie Scheffler. Look, I would never criticize any athlete for their demeanor from the first tee to the 18th green or from the tip-off to the final buzzer. These guys do what they got to do. They've got to be the way they are to win. And I'm just so impressed with what Scheffler's doing right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. And honestly, the way he seems to live his life, he's not a fast liver, you know what I mean? Like, it's down home, back with his wife and kid, going to have some friends over and celebrate, maybe have a beer or two, but he's not a party. Like, this guy, I don't see any reason why he can't dominate for the next 5 to 10 years. I don't see any reason for it to change.
No, you're exactly right. And I don't know why we've gotten into this phase now of anybody that's really good has to be a bad boy.
Yeah.
They've got to be out at 3 a.m. at strip clubs and get arrested and do all that. That's not the world of golf. These guys seem to have their acts together, and they just go and they perform, and they go home and they hang out with their friends and barbecue in the backyard, drink some beer, and just enjoy it. And I applaud what Scotty's doing.
Peter, you mentioned Jon Rahm and his collapse on the back nine. He was pretty straightforward as far as, you know, like the mental part of the game. His quote yesterday was, if there's ever somebody that's sitting right here that tells you nerves weren't a part of it, they're clearly lying. Usually these guys aren't really that transparent when it comes to the mental side of the game. Were you surprised to hear him talk about that?
No, because I know John, and I really like John, and I think he's always been that way. He's always been honest. And I think the situation when he moved to live, when he left the tour and went to live, it was great for him financially, but it hurt the PGA Tour. It hurt the game of golf, and I think it hurt his competitiveness, because put him back on the tour in that same situation, and I think he would have been battle-tested more than he is now. He might have gone on to win that tournament, but I applaud his honesty.
So, of course, they have the 85th Senior PGA Championship. It's going to be at Congressional this week. It's incredible. And, you know, we're in our 50s, okay? Born in 1970. A couple of us are real golf geeks. These are my guys. Like, when I look at this field, Peter, I'm like, of course I got to go out. I mean, these are all my guys. Ernie Els, Patty Harrington, John Daly. These are guys.
Fred Steve Funk. Stricker,
Freddie Funk. These are guys. Hell, we used to have Jay Hossen studio years ago when he would come into town for the Kemper Open. I can't believe he's still in the field.
Yeah, no, these are my guys too. And I'm so impressed with this field, especially coming to Congressional, which is one of the most historic. It just bleeds tradition when you look at the history of the mm-hmm. tournaments played at Congressional. And you've got quite a field coming in. A lot of players this year are playing well. In fact, the tournament is going to finish this morning, the Regions Tradition. Two guys that I think have a real good chance to win next week, Angel Cabrera and Jerry Kelly, both have a win this year. But you're right, Miguel Angel Jimenez, the Spaniard, with two wins. Stephen Alker from New Zealand, he's got one win. Retief Goosen, Ernie Els, Stuart Sink. These guys can really play. They can make birdies quickly. They're great putters, and they have their acts together. I think they're going to be in the mix. This could be a great show.
How long will the course play for the guys?
Well, that's the one thing. As I've experienced when I was out on the Champions Tour, coming from the PGA Tour, they're not going to make it play as long as they would for the PGA Tour.
Right.
I think Congressional stretches like 7,300 yards, so I would imagine it's going to be around 7,000 yards. So it'll be a good test.
Still
but one
big
thing
time.
That we'd like to see,
yeah.
We'd like to see a combination of long holes and short holes, easy holes and hard holes, because that gives you the best. That gives you the best test.
We're joined by Peter Jacobson, Golf Channel analyst, senior PGA Championship color commentator. It's coming to Congressional May 22nd through the 25th. You can go to srpga.com for ticket information. So are these players even going to recognize Congressional? Because it had major renovations from 19 to 21, a lot less trees on the course. So are they going to come to Bethesda and be like, this isn't the Congressional that we remember when we were here 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah, that always happens. Whenever a player comes back after a renovation, it may feel the same, it may smell the same, the clubhouse is the same, but the golf course routing could be different. There's going to be some different contours on the greens. So whatever local knowledge you think you had probably won't be there.
So who are the guys that have been dominating the last few? Is Stricker still one of the right up there at the top?
Yeah, Steve Stricker, he always is a threat when he tees it up. But I think this coming week, because of the length that we just talked about in Congressional, I still think that Ernie Els,
wow,
who won a U.S. Open at Congressional,
yeah,
and Retief Goosen, he hasn't won this year, but he's still got incredible length. And don't overlook Richard Bland. He plays on the LIV Tour, but he's the defending champion. He's also extremely long, and he made the cut at the PGA Championship this past week in Charlotte. So he's in form.
Now, when Jay plays, but Jay Haas is like notorious, maybe the nicest guy in golf. That used to be his reputation. I'm sure he hasn't changed. 71 years old. Is he still playing this just because he's a past champion, or is he still out there playing regularly?
Jay, you're right. He still is one of the nicest guys, if not the nicest
right.
guy in the game. But he's still very competitive. I'm very close with Jay. I talk to him a lot. He still can move it out there off the tee. Maybe not like Ernie Els or Retief Goosen, but he can still chip and putt with the best of them. And it wouldn't surprise me. You mark this down. He will make the cut and possibly be in contention this week at Congressional.
Unbelievable. So the big guys, like, just to give us context for those of us that aren't following the senior tour every week, how far are the big guys pumping it out there off the tee?
Oh, 300. 300 yards still.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah. And don't forget, that's the one thing. When you play at this level, when you're an Ernie Els or a Retief Goosen or a Stuart Sink, you're constantly tweaking your clubs. You're on the launch monitor. You're always making sure that you're getting maximum speed out of your swing and maximum distance. So the best of the John Daly as well. These guys can still move at 300 plus.
I'm kind of surprised. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm kind of surprised Vijay hasn't won more. Maybe he hasn't. I'm just not paying attention.
No, he has struggled. Vijay's got bad feet. He's been struggling with his feet. And as you well know, that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
Your only contact with the ground, and that's where you build your speed and your leverage and your strength. So he still hits it great. The only thing he struggles with is the putter. He's always been historically a very inconsistent putter. But if he gets it going at Congressional's not too hilly. It's got some up and downs. But when you're struggling with your feet or your ankles or your knees, hilly golf courses are not fun.
What is your current thought on Tiger's plans? Because we always thought, you know, he wouldn't really do this. But, you know, I think he's like us now, and he's like, yeah, those are all my buddies. He's kind of alluded to the fact that he wants to go out there and play. I don't think he's kidding about it. Do you actually see Tiger, maybe, if he could stay healthy, playing a somewhat regular schedule on the Champions Tour, or you think he'll just play occasionally?
I don't see him playing a regular schedule, but I do see him playing 8, hopefully 10 tournaments. I think because of his son Charlie starting high school, I think Charlie's going to really push his dad to keep working on his game and maybe go out and play. He's great friends with Stricker and Furyk, who both host tournaments on the Champions Tour. And I know that he's going to want to play some majors, the U.S. Senior Open, Senior PGA, Senior Players, Senior Open overseas. I think we could see. I hope we see Tiger at least 8 times a year on the Champions Tour.
It'd be pretty incredible. He's about 49 now. So besides Tiger, in the next couple of years, who are the big guns that are about to make that transition that we should be looking for?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I should know that. I think maybe Zach Johnson, 2-time major champion, former Ryder Cup captain. I think Zach is getting ready to turn 50.
Right.
But other than that, I'm not informed on who's 47, 8, or 9. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Peter, thanks for the time.
Thank you,
really
Pete.
Appreciate it. Golf Channel analyst. People can get tickets for the 2025 Senior PGA Championship starting just $49. Any day flex tickets starting at $59. Go to srpga.com for information. Thanks again.
You got it, guys.
Right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
7-time PGA Tour winner, Peter Jacobson.
Peter Jacobson is always one of the great personalities on tour.
Nice guy.
When he was on tour. You know what? One of his somewhat claims to fame regarding Tiger?
I don't know his connection.
Do you know about these?
I don't.
Tiger got fluff from Pete. Fluff was a long time caddy for Jake.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So many ways.
Didn't know that connection.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk a little NFL. Mike North, who's the NFL VP of Broadcast Planning, will join us. We'll talk a little bit about the schedule. Coming up next, did the Commanders find a late-round gem in the draft? Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Listen for your chance to win Metallica tickets. That concert's coming up.
Yes.
Less than 2 weeks, May
Next
28th.
Week, going.
Northwest Stadium.
Have to secure my parking.
We've got tickets. Listen for your chance to win those. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to sprinkle a little Commanders talk. I mean, there's a lot of hype this offseason. A lot of hype. I was talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in on that, too.
I see so many stories predicting the Commanders to go to the Super Bowl. AI's predicting them. Well, not Allen Iverson.
Well, also with what you said about Jaden, right? Mm-hmm. People are predicting, like, MVP or whatever. I want to tell everyone to just slow down. Believe me, you know me. I've already projected that he'll end up in the Hall of Fame. But let's not get crazy. But we were kind of, remember Valdez and I were saying this at the end of last training camp? We're like, everyone's like saying like he's like this can't miss or like they were almost setting him up to fail.
Yep.
And he surpassed those crazy expectations. So I kind of just have to just let it be, is what it is. Now, who's the draft pick that they're hyping up?
Well, let's listen to.
There's a couple of them that I like.
This is a draft insider, Steven Mensch. He was on Todd McShay's podcast.
All right.
Listen to what Steven Mensch says.
Cain Medrano, the linebacker from UCLA, who went to the Commanders in the sixth round. And you look at this kid, he had the fastest 40 time of all the linebackers that ran at the combine. He crushed the combine. He's a former wide receiver. He went to UCLA to play wide receiver. And then Chip Kelly walked up to him and was like, hey, you know, it's not really working out. And what do you think about making the move? Changes, ends up being a 2-year starter at linebacker, ends up being a team captain. But to add on to this, there's two very interesting things about his landing spot for me. Who was the linebackers coach at UCLA in 22 and 23? Ken Norton Jr.
Oh.
Who's the linebackers coach for the Commanders?
Yeah.
Ken Norton Jr. They knew this kid. They know this kid. They knew when they drafted him who this kid was, what they can do with him. And one of the things, and this is the second point, that UCLA did with him was use him as a big nickel. So you're looking at a player now who could do special teams. He could carve out a role in situational packages as a big nickel early on. And then if he could fill out that frame and develop into a starter, you have the heir apparent to Bobby Wagner, who apparently does not age, but at some point it might catch up to him and they might have to sign
up to all of us, Mensch.
You think about that kind of a player in the sixth round, late sixth round, again, you know, all the things that he can do for you. I look at that pick and I love that freaking pick.
Wow. I agree with it's everything he praise. Said, except for the last part. He's not going to replace Bobby Wagner. If you've seen the guy, he's it looks like me. Like, he's not jacked 250. Like, he doesn't look like...
He's 6'3", 222 is what he's listed.
Yeah, he just looks like... He looks like a former receiver. Like, he doesn't look like a traditional linebacker. I agree. He looks like a nickel guy. He looks like a cover guy. If you think he's going to go in there and stuff the run like Bobby Wagner at some point, you're nuts.
Well, maybe he's not stuffing the run, but like if he plays linebacker instead of special teams, like he can cover tight ends coming out of, you know,
that he
will running over the middle, or he could cover a running back that's going out in the flat
that
to catch a
he
swing
will
pass.
Excel at.
Like those are great traits to have.
But he's not going to be a guy like Bobby Wagner in the middle of your defense.
Yeah,
just rocking guys.
But he's a super freak
him.
Athlete. He
freak
ran
athlete.
A 4.46 40, 38-inch vertical, and a broad jump of 10
yes.
feet 5 inches.
Yes, he's going to be a versatile guy for them. And I do agree with virtually everything they said except for that last part. He's not the heir apparent to Bobby Wagner. But that doesn't mean he's not going to have, he could eventually have a great role on his team. I think he could. And especially in today's football where you need to cover running backs and tight ends.
I mean, those guys are involved in the offense. And if you've got a guy that can snuff that out, that can cover guys like that and run with guys like that, to find that in the sixth round,
and if you've
you can
watched,
mold that into something, that's
I know
a find.
Diehard Commanders fans have. If you've watched all the phone calls the teams do, and they video them all now, and they put them on social media, I mean, they were jacked to get him.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty pumped up to get him.
Well, clearly Ken Norton and lobbied
Ken Norton
for his
was,
guy.
Ken Norton was right there. And of course, you know, Adam Peters is a former Bruin.
Adam Peters is a Bruin? I didn't know
yes.
that.
Yes.
Didn't know that connection.
Yes. Adam Peters is a
like
Bruin.
On that phone call, I think he said... Hey, Bruin, or
he
something
said,
like that.
Young Bruin.
Yeah.
Young
Well,
Bruin.
He's not that young. He's 24 and he played in 50 games for UCLA.
Right.
Over 6 seasons.
So, how many games did he play at receiver? Do they have that?
I just have the listing of how many games he's played.
Yeah. I didn't even know he made that transition. But yeah, when you all you got to do is just watch him run his 40 at the combine and you're like, oh my God. This guy is a freak. But also, you look at him and you go, he doesn't look like a linebacker.
You could also grasp. You could try him out at receiver.
A two-way guy. I'm not even
kidding. Like if he's has experience there before, like that's kind of like what Luke McCaffrey did. He started out as a quarterback and he morphed into a wide receiver. Now I'm not saying this guy's going to be like a full-time wideout, but if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I'm going to go over there and look at the defensive drills and say that guy's kind of tantalizing.
Well, my guess is
I'd like to put him in a few packages.
If you can't flourish at UCLA receiver, you're probably not going to flourish at the next level.
I'm thinking outside the box here. I'm taking a guy with these crazy athletic traits, and I might see if I can utilize those in my offense.
Well, this just speaks to what we talked about right after the draft. Whatever that grade is for athleticism, mm-hmm. didn't they score off the charts?
Relative athletic
score. We were like off the charts with guys that did well on
this. They definitely valued that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll look up his right now.
And they got is it Kai? Is that how they say his name? Kai?
I would imagine.
Did they get him in the fourth round? I'm trying to get they got Jermaine Lane. They got Lane in the fourth round. When did they get Kai? Fifth round?
You talking about Medrano?
Medrano, yeah.
Sixth round. Kane.
They got Kane in the sixth round. They got Lane in the fourth round. And then they got the running back that played one game. And I think they got him in the seventh round.
Look, a lot of people are excited, and clearly this Draftnik is excited about him. I would say it's a win if the guy just makes the team.
Oh, he's making the team.
A six rounder?
He's making the team. I'm going to say...
And just reading about him, now part of it is because he changed positions.
Yeah.
But they say in his first 4 seasons, he barely played.
Right. Well, that's why they moved him. That's why he moved him, even though Cakes wants him to play receiver at the NFL.
I'm already ready to move him over to the offense.
I like it. I like them, Cakes. You know me. I love outside the box thinking. I like that, Cakes.
I mean, he had an RAS of 9.72. I'm looking at the highly drafted guys like Jihad Campbell. He had a 9.95. Like, he's the second highest score that I see on this list.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely take those RAS scores, athletic traits. Like, that's something that Adam Peters and his staff values highly.
Yeah.
His broad jump was 10 feet 5 inches. I wonder if I could get that in two. My broad jump is probably terrible.
Two broad jumps?
My knees are so banged up.
You know what? Do we have a tape measure?
We did that years ago back in the old studio. It was humiliating.
Anybody have a sand pit anywhere?
I usually see one once a week because I got track.
Sure.
My daughter's track meets. But.
Right. What do I think his impact will be in his first year? Probably be just special teams and
that's
some
fine.
Limited maybe.
If he's
some
a special teams
stuff.
Contributor?
Yeah.
That's fine for a sixth rounder.
Yeah, but I bet everything he's making the team. Everything.
Oh, he's making the team.
Yeah.
I'd bet that right now.
Yeah. If you get selected by these guys.
I feel like a sixth rounder from Adam Peters, I hold him in such high regard. It's like a third or fourth rounder from most other scouting organizations.
Where was he projected? Do they have what his projection was?
I can look it up.
Yeah. My only beef is with the guy suggesting that he would be eventually the heir apparent to Bobby Wagner. That's just not who he is. Not a thumper like that. He would get trucked, for lack of a better phrase. But who knows? I want to bang out some of these calls.
Do you think that last year's picks were all home runs, though? So Jaden Daniels, obviously, home run.
Yeah.
Okay. Second round, they took Johnny Newton.
Johnny Newton, he's
going to be pretty good.
He played and contributed, especially toward the second half of the season. I'd say that's a hit.
Sanders still definitely a hit.
Clearly a hit.
He was the 50th pick in the draft.
Yep.
Then you got Ben Sinnott.
Ben Sinnott.
Jury's still out.
I'm not giving up on him.
No, I'm not saying give up on him.
He needs to have a much elevated role in year two for it to look like a hit.
Brandon Coleman, third round pick.
I mean, he started at left tackle for at least part of the season, and it looks like he'll be in the interior line for years to come. That's a hit.
Last year's draft completely different than this year's draft because I've mentioned as many draft choices as they had this year, and we're still in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Luke McCaffrey, third round pick.
Modest hit, but you want to see more this year.
Yeah, he needs to build on his rookie campaign. But not bad for the 100th pick in the draft.
Lane might take some of his stuff, though. Might take some of his
responsibilities.
Fifth round, they didn't have a fourth rounder, was Jordan McGee.
They're high
injured,
on him.
I don't even think he saw the field.
He's the one that they think could potentially be the heir apparent to Wagner, I believe.
At safety, they took Dominique Hampton with the fifth round pick.
Don't have much file on him, but I know he was still on the roster.
Then Javonte Jean-Baptiste in the seventh round.
I mean, he definitely played.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a huge impact guy, but he definitely made the roster and played.
Yeah,
for a late pick, you take that.
These guys
mostly hits in year one.
I get having faith in Adam Peters. There's no reason not to have faith in him, but all these guys, even the top guys, whiff on picks sometimes.
Sure, of course. Yeah,
dude, I think he might have whiffed on his biggest
free agency signing.
Well,
the trade for Lattimore.
Lattimore. Although Tunsil and Debo are big trades too, but I think his first big trade, I think he whiffed.
And if I were him, I would downplay being all over Trey Lance while I was in San Francisco. I'd be the guy.
Was that the word for sure?
I don't know.
He might have just been along for the ride on that.
He could have been.
Yeah.
Hopefully he was on the Brock Purdy trade, not the Trey Lance trade.
And then go through. Do you have this year's picks again, JP? Go through this year's picks. I think they're all going to be. Certainly, they'll all be on the roster. Maybe not the running back. Maybe the running back they put him on. The practice squad. But I think the first four guys.
Well, you have Trey Amos was the second pick at 61.
Yeah.
Why am I spacing the first round pick?
Was the lineman
tackle.
from
Connerly.
Oregon. Connerly.
He's going to be he's slated to be your right tackle for the next decade.
Amos will play right away.
Yep.
I mean, they only had five picks.
Right. And then Lane, I think they're going to find a role for him. He's way too good of an athlete.
I mean, I'd put his name in pen right now in both.
Punt
returner, probably kick returner, too.
Right.
And then Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
That's the running back. Played one game because of eligibility concerns. I think they'll find a way to keep him somewhere. They'll stash him if he doesn't play this year.
I mean, they only had five picks.
Yeah.
They only had five picks. They had a ton of picks last year.
But it is wild. You know, when I asked Gronk who was going to win the Super Bowl this year,
it wouldn't
make a prediction like the AI that you mentioned. It just gave the odds. And so it had Washington in there, but it had Philly and it had the Lions. It had the Ravens all ahead of them. But they were like, I think the Commanders were like the fifth fifth or sixth. At least
you're talking a lot to Gronk lately. There's a lot of Gronk talk.
Yeah, because it's so easy. Because I'm on Twitter a lot, so it's just easy. They have their own built-in little AI thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of like Gronk. Are you using it? Are you finding?
I've used it once or twice. I don't use it a lot.
I mean, it's so great. Like you just say, "Hey, give me a workout thing. I want to work out my back and biceps, mm-hmm. or I want to work. I want to go for a run." Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I know you have Farley, mm-hmm. but whatever
like
you want to do.
My partner.
You know, give me a great recipe for salmon. Or something. I mean, you can put anything in there.
Sure.
It's unbelievable. It's not always great, but it gives you a nice foundation. It really is a cheat code. And, you know, my son claims that today, school's a joke now because you could graduate with any degree mm-hmm. with the help. Doesn't mean that you're just, like, cheating, but, I mean, just with the help of AI, it just makes school that much easier.
Man, I wish I had AI back in the late 80s, early 90s. Had none of that.
Right. Wish you did old school, like, study.
I had to get mediocre grades on my own back in the late 80s and early 90s. And trust me, they were mediocre. Sometimes way worse than mediocre.
I should have never told my kids what my GPA was in high school.
Yeah. Oh, they throw it in your face?
All the time. Oh. Especially if I try and tell them to study.
What was your GPA?
It was below 3.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Mine was definitely below 3.
Oh, wow. Roosevelt was a grind.
Mine wasn't great, but it was better.
We met a bunch of film strips, other guys in this room.
I didn't take one class. It was just Coach Bray's class.
I had to take AP Bio, AP Chem.
I did not belong in a lot of those classes.
Microbiology, physiology.
I think my high school GPA was 3.4.
You know who never should have taken physics? I'm pointing right at him. Physics? I should be in physics?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, no.
Kicked my ass, yeah, too.
I took one day of Brutal. Physics, and I dropped it.
Yeah, smart.
That's smart. I saw it right away. I said, this ain't for me. Yeah. I saw this ain't for me. Yeah.
I still remember this kid that we grew up with that got caught cheating in physics. The only time I ever saw somebody caught cheating.
Well,
he had to walk up to the front of the class, walk of shame.
Yeah.
Handing his paper. I think he was trying to claim to the teacher he wasn't cheating.
This will shock nobody. Now, I was given a quiz during an English class in high school.
Right.
Okay. By a substitute teacher. Okay. And I was like, oh, I'm not prepared for this quiz, so I clearly am going to cheat on this quiz. Right. Okay, so our desks back in the day, they had, it's a wooden desk, and it had
the little cubby hole.
It had an opening for your books and your notebook, whatever, your backpack.
So you just did the old lean back?
Of course I had my cheat sheet right here.
Yeah.
I had my chair, and I'm doing this, I'm leaning back. I'm like, this is a substitute. This is just taking candy from a baby.
Yeah.
I slept on her. She definitely had she had the eagle eye. I didn't have her in my peripheral vision. She came up from behind me and just saw me blatantly cheating. She just grabbed the paper out of my desk and said, "You fail." And I've never been more shamed by a substitute. Whatever happened to substitutes who are just there mailing it in that don't care about their jobs?
So the only repercussion was that you failed that quiz?
Yeah, I failed that quiz.
But you didn't get like some sort of like demerit or like
demerit.
Suspension?
You don't do that in public school.
Yeah.
The sad part about it is, we would cheat and still fail and get bad grades.
Yeah, it was just a failure all the way around.
School was so hard.
Yeah, it's brutal.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk more NFL with Mike North, all about the schedule and more. Keep it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
My microphone just popped out.
Somebody call Roger. Get him on the gig.
Well, you should be able to fix that.
You can slide, right? There's a microphone 3 feet to your left.
All you got
to
do is screw it in, right?
I know.
Pain you just hold ass.
This is my biggest pet peeve, is that whenever anyone's out, JP decides to sit in their seat.
Yeah.
And it throws me off.
It's just easier to see you guys.
Yeah.
Than right there.
I know, but you're mic 4, not mic 3. And it tilts me, and then I got to hit the lurch button to talk to you in your ear.
By the way, Valdez, I'm on day 3 of the ashwagandha.
Oh, you get ice?
Yeah, I like it. My day 1 was modest. I thought day 2 I slept maybe the best I have in a couple weeks. And then last night, back to poop. So I don't know. But I do like it. And it is remarkable. Now that we keep saying ashwagandha, I'm getting all these ashwagandha reels on my Instagram. And I like it. I mean, doctors and people that like study health trends, they're big on ashwagandha. You know, people love it.
Maybe you stick with it.
I think I'll stick with it. Actually, the gummies I got, I like the flavor of them too. Like, I don't mind it.
Yeah, they kind of taste like dessert.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little sweet.
It's a fruit snack.
Yeah. And so, I'm like on day 5. By the way, I have full-blown keto flu, if anybody knows what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Keto flu is when you cut out carbs, mm-hmm. like basically hardcore cut out carbs,
yeah.
which I'm going to have to stop soon, you get flu-like symptoms.
Oh.
Your body just can't handle it as it transfers.
You get like a fever and
you don't
like
really get a fever, but you just feel terrible.
Yeah.
And you have no energy.
Yeah, your body's detoxing.
I mean, no energy. Can barely walk up the steps. Can barely walk around the house. It knocks the S out of you.
Well, then why are you doing this if it makes you ill?
Because I need to wean myself off all the crap I was eating. So then I'm gonna eventually settle into just a low sugar.
Just moderate sugar consumption.
Yeah, low sugar.
Instead of outrageous
just, you know what? Slice for a sundae. Go get a sundae. Slice for a shake. Go get some zingers when I'm at the gas station.
Yesterday,
I just gotta stop.
I put 2 Reese's mini peanut butter cups in the freezer.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, and then I went and grabbed them at like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You know how good they were.
Oh, I'm sure.
Frozen, just cracking into those.
Yeah, you had 2?
2 of the small ones.
Yeah,
not the big Reese's cups.
I went and had to get a prescription or something for my mother, and I went to CVS. I've never seen one before, and I got one of those. It's either a 6 or 8 pack of them.
Oh, yeah, like a king-size pack?
Yeah. Yeah, like a king-size. It was long. It was like a ruler.
Yeah.
And I pummeled them all.
Yeah, sure.
Like one sitting.
Because they're delicious.
Yeah, it's because I got a sugar problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, this is something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'm just going to go for a few days, going to wean myself off. I didn't even wean myself. I just went off cold turkey.
Right.
and I feel like I've been hit by an 18-wheeler.
Sure.
I mean, I got
it's tough.
No gas in the tank. Nothing. I could talk.
You walked up the stairs so slow this morning because I got here ahead of EB, but I
feel
heard
like I've been killed.
He comes in from the garage, and I heard the garage door, and then I look down, and I see his white hat. And so I walk up the steps to
you
the door where we
walk in. You weren't walking very briskly either.
I wasn't walking fast.
You were walking pretty slow.
I know, but I waited like 15 seconds for you to get up there.
Well, was I supposed to jog?
Were you holding the door for him?
Yes.
He was like,
how rude would it be if I just walked in?
He was like 8 steps ahead of me.
Oh, all right. I guess that's seems like a long time to hold the door.
Well, I mean, what am
He's
I supposed to do?
He's in the vision.
What am I supposed to do?
He wasn't 4 floors
I guess you
below.
Could see him.
Yeah, he could see me. And what am I supposed to do? Like jog up the steps?
Yeah, you're just taking your sweet time.
But you shuffle so slow.
Yeah, I'm tired. And on top of that, I haven't any freaking carbs.
Got no sugar rush.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You're trying to lose some LBs?
Not even that. I don't care. I mean, of course I would love to lose weight, but I'm not doing it to lose weight. I'm literally doing it to just, my diet's been terrible.
But the carbs is not necessarily bad for you.
I agree with that 100%.
You need carbs.
But I'm just weaning myself off the sugar. That was my phase one.
Sugar, but the carbs, I mean, you can eat some bread.
I had some keto bread. Paid $8 for a loaf of keto bread.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Horrible.
What?
Yeah.
$8 for bread?
That's what it was. Yeah. What? $7.50 or $7.60. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that gluten-free and or like low-carb bread is expensive.
Yeah. Believe me. What are you going to do? I still
have regular bread.
Regular bread's like, that's still like $4 or $5
I'm going to transition into it in a couple days. Because I can't go much longer with no energy like this. I could just die.
I guarantee I got non-keto bread when I went to Costco. And I'm almost kind of torn because you get 2 loaves at once.
Oh, yeah. That's a great deal.
I know.
You use one and you throw one in the freezer.
Dude, I went to Costco.
So it doesn't get moldy.
And my mom, I think I told you this. My mom told me, it's a long story. She wanted to get out of the house, so I took her over to Target, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to pick up some meat tonight. And I never buy groceries at Target.
Yeah.
But I was at Target. I'm pretty aware they have like a grocery section.
They definitely do.
So I said, I think they sell meat. Let's go over there.
Yeah.
They had a Nubs meat selection.
Okay.
So I almost bought something trifling, and my mom said, wasn't there a Costco here?
Yeah.
Let's just go to the Costco. I said, you know what? Good idea. So I went over to the Costco, and I said, I'm going to buy some New York strips.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just buy, like, I had to buy $100 worth of New York strips.
Yeah.
I had to buy, like,
but you'll use them all. You'll use them all.
I know. And they're, by the way, they're the thickest cut ever.
Thick boys.
I actually had to freeze them. I had to cut them in half.
Yeah.
Because they're actually too thick. They're like 2 inches thick.
How long do they take to cook?
Well, I don't, I cut them. I cut them in half. I you know what I'm saying? They're too thick.
Well, they're that thick. You got to put them on the grill forever, right?
And it's harder
for me to
judge.
That's why you cut them in half. Here's what after you cut them in half, here's what you do. 3-ish minutes on each side, equal grill marks, get you nice and medium rare.
No offense, but he's the steak king.
Thank you.
He's the PB&J king on stale white bread. Just because he's the king of something doesn't mean he's the be-all
end-all. First of all, that was a resounding victory on the steak championship.
Again, I was focusing more on actually broadcasting while I was cooking my steak, so I couldn't give my steak the attention it deserved.
So was I. Doing the same
thing. I had crab on top of my steak. I don't know how I didn't win.
Well, you know what? Sometimes the judging is just way off.
It wasn't the side items that you stuffed in it or whatever. It was the steak. The steak
itself.
That's
how I like my steak, is with surf and turf.
Yes. You like everything with
That's
crab.
How you like it. The whole reason you had a judging panel is, what is the majority like?
I think we need to bring in new judges next time.
New panel Roger, judges. Roger's palate is...
Yeah, come on.
Roger was
you trust Roger?
I can't remember what he did.
He skewed everything.
Hey,
I do remember.
You validated me. You tried them all. You picked mine. Yeah. I'm telling you, one of my greatest
achievements. If I recall, you got like an 8 out of 10, and I gave him a 7 out of 10. 8's greater than 7.
It is. Last time I checked.
Anyway, I can't believe how much I spent on steaks at Costco, and then I got a big-ass salmon there, too.
What was your total bill at Costco?
Oh, I don't spend a lot. I'm not like you. I don't spend $500. Mm.
I could easily spend $400 to $500 every time I go to Costco.
I spend like $150.
And that's not even buying like super high-dollar items. My cart is packed.
But
freaking packed.
When I go there,
you must have a monster freezer.
The new freezer I got, shockingly enough, from Costco, is pretty big. Which is great.
When you go, are you buying just food? Or are you buying like a new
mostly
thing that
food.
Holds your hose? Your
garden mostly
hose
or... mostly food.
Yeah,
85 to 90% food.
Yeah, that's where I got my seaweed.
I get socks there. Their sock game is good.
Oh, sock game. Yeah. Chris Farley would hate their socks, but you buy them in bulk. You get what you pay for.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk some NFL. Mike North's the NFL VP of Broadcast Planning. He joins us next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.